With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. State officials say they'll ask a federal judge for an immediate stay on his ruling yesterday that allowed political parties to contribute unlimited amounts of cash to campaigns. The state will seek the stay from U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell, who struck down for the second time the contribution limits approved by voters in 1994. He said they were unconstitutional. In related news, Montana's election campaign regulator today dismissed a 4-year-old complaint against former gubernatorial candidate Rick Hill. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell took the action after Lovell's ruling yesterday that the state's campaign contribution limits were unconstitutional. Modell said he'd be meeting with Montana Attorney General's office to determine if the state will appeal the ruling. Real estate businesses, building contractors, and well drillers are asking the Montana Supreme Court to reinstate regulations that allowed residential subdivisions to drill multiple water wells without permits. The groups argued today to overturn a judge's 2014 order that the regulations violated state law. The Clark Fork Coalition said the regulations created a loophole that allowed subdivisions and other large users to avoid permitting requirements and deplete millions of gallons of water. Flathead County prosecutors have dropped an assault on a peace officer charge that was filed against Ryan Pengelly, who was shot by police in his living room. Pengelly's attorney presented evidence that his client, a military veteran who suffered brain injury in Iraq, was not given enough time to drop his weapon before police fired shots. The gunshot wounds required several operations, one of which will remove shrapnel from his back.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices is asking a federal court to put on hold a ruling that would allow political parties to donate unlimited amounts of money to campaigns. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On Tuesday, a Montana District Court judge struck down limits on contributions to candidates. The judge said the limits were unconstitutional. When that happened, Montana's old contribution laws went into effect, except for the laws capping how much a political party can give. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says he spoke with the Attorney General's office and they will ask the judge for a stay that would restore the current limits on political party contributions for 2016.
The reason you have limits is to create a situation where candidates, political committees, and the public have some certainty about how elections are going to be funded. If you don't have limits, then you're into the possibility that you could have incredible amounts of special interest money coming into the state.
Indiana-based attorney James Bopp, who represented the plaintiffs in the case and who has challenged campaign finance laws across the country, says there is no evidence that limiting the amount political parties can give will negatively impact candidates seeking election.
It's really ridiculous to think that a political party would corrupt its own candidates by exchanging contributions for, a promise to vote this way or the other. I mean, political parties are simpatico with their candidates, not seeking to corrupt them.
Before Tuesday's ruling, state law capped total contributions from political parties to candidates, ranging from $850 per election for a state house candidate and just over $23,000 for a gubernatorial candidate. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
An early morning fire destroyed the only grocery store and gas station in Condon, a town of about 350 along Montana Highway 83 between Seeley Lake and Swan Lake. Missoula County officials say the fire at Mission Mountains Mercantile was reported just before 12:30 a.m. this morning. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A novice fossil collector's find near Winifred, Montana, more than a decade ago, has emerged as a new kind of spectacularly horned dinosaur. Researchers at the Canadian Museum of Nature announced today the bones represent a previously unknown species of dinosaur that lived 76 million years ago. Its scientific name is Spiclipius shippurum, but it's been nicknamed Judith after the Judith River rock formation where it was unearthed by a retired nuclear physicist.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Some details have been announced about former President Bill Clinton's visit to Montana on Friday. It's in Billings. Clinton will be appearing at what's being called a Hillary for Montana organizing event at 7:30 p.m. on Friday at Will James Middle School. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. I'm Eric Whitney.